talking about is from Genesis to Revelations. Beginning with the creation, of course. Now, you know, this is 1490. And when you say 1490, you take it like this. That's 1490. Now then, you see, this is opening up a millennium.
Right.
See, coming in here, and then 490 years, and the completion of this, listen, migration. Now, migration means moving from one place to the other.
Right.
See. Now, what we want to do is, now you might have to turn around and show this in my book. See? Now here is a book, and you notice these arrows that are all drawn after you. See, now somebody's going to have to get Revelations, so we might as well get Revelations in the Bible. See, and these pages here. Now you just kind of let them see what's happening. They even have to go around. Now, this is no good, no parts of the Bible is no good unless it be proven and confirmed. Now, it is sealed with seven seals. And if Moses actually saw the vision of the creation in the top of this mountain, Mount Sinai. Now, he sees the earth surrounded by water. Now, we have put this kenosis in here on the account of this kenosis in here.
Okay.
See? Now this is the beginning of migration, and this is the beginning, you see, of Moses' vision. Now what we have here is nothing else but an experience that happened down here. Now that's a practical experience. He was down there in that darkness and kills us. And then another plague was put out. We will just say, for the sake of explanation, Egypt was devastated. She was in a chaotic state of devastation.
That's right.
You understand?
Yeah, that's confusing.
And then that will bring it right back into this Joseph's here. See? Right. Now, there's no argument about this on the account of this down here.
That's see? Right. That's right.
Now, we have often said, and as John said, that he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. Well, now you see, this is the foundation or the beginning of this migration or this trip through here. Now the Red Sea formed one day, as you would have it. Well, we just use this. Now this is the veil here.
Right.
This is another veil, see, right. The two veils. This would be like the Red Sea. And this would be like the River Jordan.
Right.
This would be most of the place, the holy place, and this over here, so. So that's what's on the first time. And we have a sacrifice on that, we have a sacrifice on this.
Right.
Now then, what we were going to do to prove this thing is right, so we're just going to move this right around up here. See?
Right.
Now this is an actual experience that he's had here.
Right.
See, with the soul of that land and taking him out of on the 10th day, you see, of Nisan or Abib, which is the April.
Right.
See? Now we're going to move it right around up here, and he was as a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. you know, there's no problem there. None whatsoever. Now, if Moses was in this mount, and he sees this vision of the earth surrounded by water, now this is the vision we're talking about. The darkness upon the face of the deep, the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. Now then, we come to the Red Sea. See, the Spirit moves upon the face of the waters.
Right.
That's right.
See? Now, if you notice, you got a little round ring here, see? Right here is not up here. Now, a lot of people were wondering what's that all about. Well, it was darkness Pharaoh was in pursuit of it. See, now the darkness was divided between Pharaoh and the Red Sea. And on the other side, the cloud was the light.
Yes.
See, now somebody would say, well, now look, I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I just don't believe it. All right, now, if it's going to be fulfilled, you see, Yahshua the Messiah, when he's the light of the world, he's putting Joseph's new tomb. You see. And as the sun began to rise, as the sun began to rise, dividing night and day, or darkness and light. See? And it's got to correlate with this back here. The tomb is just like being buried in the Red Sea here. You see? Here, and it's where the sun began to rise. Now look, that whole same thing has got to come right back down with the sun, Adam, going down. Of course, we have it in the elementary chart there, and we tried to point it out. Mary, you might have to get over here and help this man and
that's find this stuff. Page 43.
Now, what we're going to get after is this. You see, we want to take the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. See, and open these seals. I'm just going to do it real quick. See, because if I do it any other way, you see, then you're going to be in trouble. See, but if I just kind of crack it open, just a piece, then you can see what it's all about. Now, John could not die. He just could not die until he was on the Isle of Patmos to confirm what all that back here. The writing of Moses and then the prophecy and the law, the types and the shadows. Now, as we have told you, we showed you in the book, we pointed it all out. But now let's get after this in this way. Now Moses sees him in the mountain. Now he started the burning bush. Now the reason why I didn't start at the burning bush, but although it is in the book, you have it here on the chart. But I'm trying to expedite time and show you, see. Now, if this is a mountain, and this mountain comes down and she's an allegory, so it's just like the mountain in the sea here. Now, the island surrounded by water, which is surrounded here in the vision of Moses, see, by water. Now, an island is surrounded by water, but it's a mountain in the sea.
That's right. That's right.
And it extends on up, because we can't show everything. It extends right on up out of the water. If you get the elevated state of Patmos, and it is in the Aegean Sea. And now we have taken and tried to put a chart in this book to show you. Dr. Rose has, I think it's in the back of the book. I showed it to you about the book. Now the Aegean Sea will be in the chest cavity.
That's right.
But you have to look at it now on the long term.
With the
long term? No, I just understand how to do it. I see, they're saying that how it's in the book. Now, this is what we want to do. Now, you have to read the first chapter of Revelation.
Cat in the Stock is 8 miles wide, 8 miles long by 4 miles wide,
yes,
by 800 feet high.
That's right. You see. Now, that's the reason why I had to make that statement so that you could see that it was an island surrounded by water, and Moses said the earth was surrounded by water. See? You see the point? And he's seeing that vision in this mountain, and this is a mountain in the sea.
That's right.
Now, if you read the first chapter of Revelation. I don't care if you read it.
King James, my name?
I don't care if you read it. It's just the Revelation. I just want the first chapter of Revelation. We can fix all this mess you got here, you see, about Jesus and so forth and so on.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass.
This is not the revelation of John.
That's right.
No, that's right.
So, this is the revelation of Yahshua and the Messiah, and you know how to fix that name.
Oh, yes.
You see, that who? We just repeat what you just said.
The revelation of Yahshua the Messiah.
Now, this is the revelation of Yahshua the Messiah.
Which Yahweh gave. Unto him.
Unto him.
To show unto his servant. Things which must shortly come to pass.
Things which must shortly come to pass.
And he sent.
And he sent.
And signified it by his angel,
mm-hmm,
unto his servant John,
mm-hmm,
who bear record,
mm-hmm,
of the word,
mm-hmm,
of Yahweh,
mm-hmm,
and of the testimony of Yahshua the Messiah,
mm-hmm,
and of all things
now
that
this
he saw.
Is what he is reading here is an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
See, to tell you what the whole story is about.
Yes.
You understand? Now, we haven't got down, you see, to getting into the meat of it, you understand?
Right.
But this is the introduction. And anytime you write a book, what you want to do is to get the story as much condensed as you possibly can do in the thesis. See? So that you won't have to read the whole entire story in order to get some idea about what the contents of the book is. See? All right, read on. Read on.
Who bear record of the word of Yahweh and of the testimony of Yahshua the Messiah,
mm-hmm,
and of all things that he saw.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy,
mm-hmm,
and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
See, now, you see, this is in the realm of eternity where he is going to have to see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And if he's in the realm of eternity where everything that Moses saw, that's where Moses was, within the realm of eternity. See, which means that the time was always at hand. You get the point?
Yes, sir.
And it stays at hand.
Right.
It just don't never get away from that, see? Because everything is transpiring in the realm of eternity. But now we'll go work with our stupidity and colossal ignorance. We think it's this is down here on earth, and everything is running down here and off of somewhere, or up in the sky, or out beyond the sky somewhere. Then that's heaven, and that's God's throne, and that's where he is. See, and we're down here, and he's out there. Get the idea? A carnal mind is a terrible thing. All right, read on.
John to the seven assemblies.
Now, John to the seven assemblies. Now, when you say seven assemblies, well, it's just like saying 7 days in the week. You see? Now, with them 7 assemblies, when they are all united as one, see, then that makes up the general assembly. So, seven is complete. Now, if you would break them all down and show how they really was, then you have a record of them where they, those 7 assemblies were.
That's right.
See? Ephesus and Philadelphia and Sardis and Venus and so forth and so on that are in Asia Minor. See? Read up.
Drawn to the 7 assemblies which are in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Grace be unto you.
Grace be unto you.
And peace.
And peace.
From him which is.
From him which is.
And which was.
Which was.
And which is to come.
And which is to come. Now let's translate that right back over into this boy here. And say, no. Now he once which is. See? And which was. See? And which is to come. Now this one here, you see, he was. See? Even back in the Garden of Eden. I just don't have that in the touch, you see. Now he was. He was in heaven, cast out there into the garden. He was. See? Then he was not. What do you mean by that? When he died, see, then he was not. See? Then, when that spirit, you see, continues on, and yet he is, which you will find it right in the book of Revelation. See? When it yet is, see? Was not, and yet is, see? That's what it meant. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, we want to get now, you see what it's all about. He told him there in the second chapter what to write and so forth and so on. But you better read it down and complete that first chapter.
Okay. And from the 7 spirits.
Mm-hmm. And from the 7 spirits.
Which are before his throne.
Which are before his throne. Now, just a minute. You see, now when you think of 7 spirits, which are before his throne, then this is what you got. See, just like you got Ephesus and Venus and Philadelphia and Sartre and so forth and so on, they are, when you say 7, now you got 7 churches, you got 7 spirits. Now you find the attitude in each one of those 7 assemblies. You see?
Right.
See? Digressing and going down, you see, and so forth and so on, see? Our departure, mm-hmm. You see?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And from Yahshua the Messiah.
And from Yahshua the Messiah.
Who is the faithful witness?
Now, who is? Who is the faithful witness?
And the first begotten?
And the first begotten.
Of the dead?
Of the dead.
And the prince of the kings of the earth?
And the prince of the kings of the earth.
Unto him that loved us?
Unto him that loved us.
And washed us from our sins?
Washed us from our sin.
In his own blood.
Now you must read what's in the book. See, in the flames of purgatory.
In his own blood.
That's right.
And have made us kings.
And have made us kings.
And priests.
And priests. Now I want you to watch that word that you just read. Now there was 12 tribes. And when those 12 tribes, each one of them had a head. You see? Just like you had the 12 apostles. We had the 12 heads of the tribes around, you see. Now they were not kings. These 12 guys, they were not kings. 12 heads. 12 apostles. When they followed him over to Judea and Palestine and hell, they were not kings. But after he died and washed them from their sins in his own blood, so now each one of them becomes a king.
That's right.
Now he got 12 kings. You see. Whereas, here's what here you see, when she went in here, you see, she had to have a king. This is the first king was Saul, second David, third Solomon. See. Then she was split up into Israel and Judah. Then you got the kings of Judah and kings of Israel. See. But what I want to point out here is these apostles, they have become 12 kings. Now here's what I want to mention that. Now he is the king of the kings.
Yes.
You see?
Yes, sir.
And he only has immortality dwelling in the light, which no man, physical man, can approach. Now he only has immortality dwelling in the light. Now, when you have Yahshua, the Messiah, or the Holy Spirit in you, you have a mortal body, but you have an immortal spirit. All right.
And priests.
And priests. Now, each one of them were priests. Just like the heads of these tribes, you see. The kings and priests have been washed from their sins in his blood. All right.
Unto Yahweh.
Unto Yahweh.
And his father.
And his
unto Elohim. And his father.
Unto Elohim and his father.
Mm-hmm. See if you don't straighten these things out. You can't get into anybody. You just got yourself into a mess. Remember.
To him be glory.
And to him be glory.
And dominion.
And dominion.
Forever and ever.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, that is it. Now, I want you to look at Revelation 10 and 4.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices.
Now, when the seven thunders. Now, we have to go back in Exodus 2.
Okay.
See, now we're particular about our punctuation. Now down in that second chapter, you have the message that was delivered to each one of the churches. And then he said in that when you're right where Satan's seat was.
That's right.
You see, the synagogue of Satan. You're right where your seat was. Because you see, he's playing now this role over here. See where it says, I will be what I will to be. You see. Now you got Isaiah, this is his role, the devil's role. He said, I will be not to most high. Now he was the anointed cherub that covered the devil or Satan. You see that just exactly how that is. See, now he was up here over these two cherubims of glory that overshadowed the mercy seat.
Mm-hmm.
Now he covered both of them. See, well, somebody said, well, why don't Moses have him up that way? See, well, he had fallen.
Yes.
That's the reason why he don't have him up there. You got to figure the thing in the earth thing, see. Now look, if Yahweh was to dwell in the cloud between the wings of the cherubim, Leviticus 16:2. And he falls from here, covered as the son here, the son of perdition here, you see. Of course, that's over here, you see. Now, if he falls, he falls right past. But then see, and therefore he said he saw him all like lightning, too.
Mm-hmm.
See? Like lightning. Bashing, you see what I mean? You see?
Like someone over
there, see?
Like
now, you see how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the man in Isaiah said he would exalt himself above. See? I will be. And then it showed the exaltation, you see, and the fall. You see? Then Paul, looking at it in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, you know that this thing has got to happen, repeat, in the end of this age. See? And she said, now, Satan has got to be showed up. Now, somebody has got to show him up. You see? Before the end can come. That's what he's telling you in 2 Thessalonians, that day shall not come, except they come a falling away first, and that man of sin, the son of perdition, be revealed. Now, if you notice Joshua the Messiah, at that Passover, he revealed it. He showed him it at the last Passover. Right?
Right.
Well, now, how can that be? Well, why wait around like that? See, now here, you've got the same boy, old Pharaoh then. You see? And he's revealed to down here at this Passover. Okay? And his son was killed. See that now? Do you see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So then, now all that you've got, and that's one thing I want you to forever bear in mind, all that you have in your Bible from cover to cover, now this is all. So there is nothing else but just a constant repetition. Repeats over and over and over and over through the cycles of time, or through the ages and dispensations of time. Nothing else but a repetition. Now you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, sir.
Now see, the Israelites, seven young, come down here. Yes, that's the
bad. That's right.
See? That's all we've got is to come and down and going back.
That's right.
See? Just coming down and going back. Coming out and going back. That's all you got. Nothing else but that. Now, if you know how to put the prophetic intervals to it, you see, then, you see, you don't get in trouble. Get the point?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen here. Millennium, so means 1,000.
Right.
Now you have here 7 millenniums, or 7,000. There is 7 days, 1 day within the 1,000. See? Now, notice too, the evening and the morning, that was, just like you say, this evening, around through the night, until the next morning. You see, now that's not a night. You see, that's a day.
That's what he said.
See, the evening and the morning was the first day. The evening and the morning was the second day. Now when John looked at it on the Isle of Patmos, he said, I didn't see no night there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See? Now Moses is in the realm of eternity here, and so also is in John.
when he sees the vision. Now, repeat what you just read.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I want to know something about this punctuation. See, we're talking about dots and tittles as we go. Now, if I told you, you get into the 24th chapter of Exodus. And I think it's about the
16th verse, right.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai.
Now, what you got here? Yeah, what you got here in Exodus?
And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, cool. And the cloud covered it 6 days.
What's that? Cool. That's something like it.
That's right.
That's what you got in the 24th chapter of Exodus.
That's right.
And now, this, you have that same kind, you should have that same kind of mark in there. That's in Revelation 3 and 4.
That's right.
Now, this cloud covered it 7 days. And Moses, well, now this, it's just easy to get in trouble here. See, now, in the original creation, he just willed to be, and the thing was there.
Mm-hmm.
See? Good point?
Yes.
Now, there wasn't no Moses and there wasn't no John there. But now, you see, you have a rerun here. And so now he is within the cloud. See, Moses is. And the first chapter of Genesis, where you have 24th chapter of Exodus, and then you have the cloud covered it 6 days. See? So then you have a quote in there. But it does not say in the 24th chapter or 16th verse what happened.
That's right.
You see? Now you watch what I'm going to say. You keep your eyes open. I said when he created, he just willed it to be, and it just was. But now that's not what's happening now. See, he's revealing to Moses, see, and Moses hears him say, let there be light in the evening and the morning and on down through the next day. In other words, in this cloud, see, in this cloud, when it was on top of the mountain and he was speaking, there was just thunder and lightning in that cloud.
That's right.
And smoke. So no man must have touched that mountain. See? Now what is happening is he is narrowing to Moses by saying, let there be light. Let the waters above divide the waters beneath them from the waters above. In the narration, you see, and Moses is seeing the sign follow, or in other words, whatever it was, to be there. Each one of these days, and you have a record of it in the first chapter of Genesis. You see? Now, if you start in the first chapter of Genesis, see, then what you have done, you move off under the cloud. And you didn't recognize that this is the vision over here. You see? You following me there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
See? Now that's why all of the theologians, you won't find none, go down to the library and hunt yourself up some good books. See, and the very smartest academically trained, philosophical and psychological minded theologians in the world, see, they start, all their commentary start with the first chapter of Genesis. See, and they started with the vision. They don't know. They're totally unaware and unconscious of the fact that they are reading a vision.
Mm.
See?
That's right.
Now that's where the first error and mistake begins. And when he is reading the vision over here in the first chapter of Genesis, see, actually, Moses took it right out of that 16th verse, see, and tells you what he saw during those 6 days, and put it over here in the first part of the book of Genesis. You see? Now, what did I say that for? Now, this has got to be jot and tittle. See? Now you remember how I said he heard him speak, he turned in his heart, and he was within the cloud. Do you remember that? See? Now John says out here on the Isle of Patmos in 10:4. He said he heard the seven thunders. There were their voices.
Yes.
Was that right? Was that what you got?
That's right.
Now, Moses didn't say right there in Exodus what happened. He put it over in Genesis. You see?
That's right.
He made it the first part of the book of Genesis. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, John, he's just about to write. Is that what you said? Now, I had you to read the introduction there.
Yes.
So now what you saw and heard, you writing in a book.
That's right.
See, and send him to the seven churches which is in Asia. See, now John's going to do like he's told. So he was just about to write.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
Right when he heard the seven times of the voices. Mm-hmm. See?
Right.
But it don't like that, John. Why? Because the time is at hand. You see? In other words, Moses already done wrote it. Mm-hmm. Good now?
Yes.
When he thundered his voice from there, seven thunders heard their voice. I was about to write the door right down. See, thought it written. See? Do you have your father me thus far?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
See? You're reading in the 10th chapter, in the 4th verse. See, now you're going to have a creation. And if you don't have a creation, you can't have no lambs. And you can't have no beasts. You can't have no sacrifice. So you're going to have a creation first. Here. See. And you're going to have one. Your creation has to be here. This is the creation that you're looking at. Right? See? Now, I want you to take the 11th chapter. Now, I'm going to skip through this real fast. The 11th chapter of Revelations. And about the 8th verse.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which is called, spiritually, called Sodom and Egypt. Right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know where Sodom is? Sodom's up there around the Dead Sea.
Right.
See, we're living dirty runs between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea.
Right.
See? Now, which is called Sodom and Egypt, spiritually now. That's the reason why this is a reflection, it's a shadow, it's a revelation. You understand? That this lamb down here was slain before the foundation or from the beginning of the migration. All you do is just pull it right back up here and you got the thing to say. You got the beginning of the migration, got the beginning of the creation. Got him slain as the Lamb for the resurrected birth, even before the land is created and put out there in the garden.
Right.
That's right.
The sacrifice is already prepared.
Yes.
Did you follow me there? See? Finish the verse.
Where also our Savior was crucified.
Where also our Savior was crucified. Now when they offered up that lamb down there in Egypt, see, spiritually, see, God is telling you, and he's looking right down here, looking both places. See? See, where also our Lord was crucified.
Yes.
Now this is what you know. You know that he was crucified just outside of the wall, the place called Skull,
yes,
on Golgotha.
That's right.
You see? Of the city. You do know you understand, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's where the actual crucifixion took place. Now John, see, he's seeing this place of a skull, which is, now look here, you're in Canaan land, you're in typical of heaven. See? Which this is a reflection and a type. I mean, this up here is reflected all down through the whole earth plane. Are you following me? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, also our Lord was crucified. Now, let me put these two together. Now, I had you to read Revelations 10 and 4. And I showed you the jots and the tittles.
Right.
I told you that we had to have a creation first.
Right.
You see? And now, John is out there to confirm what Moses is saying. You see? And what we're doing, we're just taking Genesis, Revelations, and the whole entire book, and wrapping it right up with a seal. Seven seals. And we're taking one to confirm the other. You see?
Yes, sir.
Are you following? Now then, I told you then that you had to have a creation. And the feathering of his horse there. And Moses said we had a creation here. See, and he was a lamb slain before the foundation, or the beginning of the creation, in order to redeem this man. The sacrifice was already prepared. You see that? Now this is in the beginning of that, and this is in the beginning of this. You see? Otherwise, you just say, well, look, this isn't anything to the Bible, and I just don't understand it. I don't know what it's all about. And since I don't know, and as smart as I am, don't nobody else know. See? And this raving maniac, or this stupid, ignorant, so-called, well, you understand, that was put out there by the Sanhedrin Council, arrested, say, after he and John. See, he entered in there, and that lame man was healed. You understand, he leaped and went into the temple, you see. And they said, well, now this is a mighty miracle, and said, we just can't deny. We ain't going there now, here so long, you understand, that man had been out there, and everybody knows it. See? Now he's running in and out the temple here, see? Now, they're preaching in that name. Took him by the hand and raised him up, Peter. And is that right?
That's right.
And the Sanhedrin Council, the smart boy, said, well, now it's a great miracle, and we can't deny it. Now what do we do? You see? And when they put them forward, oh, yes, sir, that they found out that they was ignorant and unlearned men. See, they were the highest of the ones that thought is in the scripture, see.
Yes.
But now these ignorant and unlearned men, I hear this old ignorant, unlearned man, I tell God,